The tour of Utah starts in St. George and features stages in Cedar City, Payson, Antelope Island, and downtown Salt Lake City. The final two stages take place in Summit County. Tour of Utah Managing Director John Kimball describes the final two stages.
The canyons, for the first time, where we'll start our Queen stage, and we'll go up and out through Camas and through the Francis area, up and over Guardsman, and down Big Cottonwood Canyon, finishing at Snowbird. And then we're so excited to be back in Park City with a Main Street start and finish, going out again through the Camas area, coming back up over the Empire Pass, and then finishing on beautiful Main Street in Park City.
This is the 14th edition of the Tour of Utah. Cyclists will race 548 miles with 43,780 vertical feet of climbing.
We've got one Tour de France racer going to be participating. We have two past Tour of Utah champions coming back, 33 riders from the Grand Tour experience, 25 national champions. We have 121 athletes from 20 countries representing 17 teams.
Utah residents can look to cheer for TJ Eisenhart, who is the only racer from Utah to ride in the Tour. Kimball says the Tour is looking forward to continually using Park City as the finish line for the race. Last year, the Tour conflicted with the Kimball Arts Festival. Tour Director John Kimball explains why.
We're governed by the UCI, which kind of tells us the dates that we can run the race. And sometimes they'll move that up, really kind of dependent on the Olympics, also on the World Cup soccer, where they might have conflicts with other big World Tour races around the world. And so they'll give us some options of weeks that will work, and sometimes they conflict. Looks like for the next couple of years it won't conflict. And we're hoping to give us a little bit of a breather from the Tour de France so that we can hopefully pull from those teams and then also be sensitive to some of the other World Tour races that happen that butt up against our race as well. So it's kind of a delicate calendar, and we have to listen to what they say we can, the weeks that we can have based on other races happening around the world.
The Tour is free to the public. KPCW asked Kimball where the best places are to watch the race.
The fact that they've just redone that Empire Pass and that pavement, and that being such an amazing climb, that's one of my favorite places to watch the race, see them come up and over Empire. And then anywhere down, coming through Deer Valley, through the Camas area. What's so amazing about this race is it's free to the public. If you download the app Tour Tracker, we'll follow the racers, and it'll tell you exactly where they are, and you can walk right out or walk a block away from your home and watch the racers come through. But Main Street, to me, is just such a fabulous place to watch the race, and there's so much going on with kids' races and face painting and all the fun stuff that we do there. We certainly encourage you to come out and support all the shops on Main Street. Make it a day. It's a fabulous place to watch.
Between the app and the website, the race will have 21 hours of coverage per day. Kimball also says you can watch Fox Sports Network. The race is also broadcast on Eurosport, which takes the race to over 4 million homes in Europe and Asia.
The Miller family really used this as a postcard. We like to bring it to amazing places in Utah, like Park City, so that we can showcase. This is seen in over 150 countries around the world that will watch our race and go online. And it's just an opportunity. It brings incredible economic impact into the state.
That's John Kimball, Managing Director of the Tour of Utah. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.